Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden just wrapped up a visit to the southern border in El Paso, Texas.
It's amazing what you do. What do you think I can...
He stopped at a migrant aid center where activists and church leaders provide asylum seekers with food and basic needs. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas talked about the migrant crisis on ABC.
We've tried to end the use of Title 42, and we were prevented from doing so by a district court in Louisiana. So we cannot use our ordinary immigration authorities to the fullest extent we've tried to.
The president's now headed to Mexico City for the North American Leaders Summit, which starts tomorrow and Tuesday. An insurrection's happening right now in Brazil, where far-right protesters have stormed several government buildings. Charlotte Gallagher's with the BBC.
Thousands of supporters of the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, have stormed the National Congress in Brasilia. The sound of tear gas being thrown at supporters by police, who retaliated by throwing projectiles back. In an echo of the January 6th insurrection in the US, some reached the Senate chamber, where they jumped onto seats and desks. Other protesters have invaded the presidential palace, Supreme Court and ministry buildings.
Ukraine has denied claims from Russia that its military carried out deadly missile attacks on Ukrainian troops. That attack follows a Ukrainian strike last week that killed dozens of Russian forces. That was one of the deadliest attacks since the war started. The state of California has been battered by storms over the last week or so, and they are nowhere near done yet. Another bomb cyclone set to hit the state this week, and it could cause catastrophic flooding, landslides, and power outages. Meteorologist Brian Hurley is with the National Weather Prediction Center.
Near the coast and up into the Sierra, there's going to be some areas of 5 to as much as 10 or more inches of rain with this next event. So that's quite a bit, especially when you consider what's already fallen.
Football fans from across the country cheered on the Buffalo Bills today as they took on the New England Patriots less than a week after Bills safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed from cardiac arrest. CBS's Bradley Blackburn is in Buffalo.
Buffalo has seen tragedy in the last year, a mass shooting, a deadly record-breaking blizzard, and now Hamlin's injury. But Bills fans say celebrating his recovery at this game was a moment of joy.
It's just a community coming together, and not only that, every community coming together because we all love the Bills that much.
The Bills did beat the Patriots 35-23. Hamlin watched and live tweeted the game from the hospital. Doctors say he's making incredible progress. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food. So why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, meat meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
There's a reason your gas gauge is going down a little faster this time of year.
Colder winter temperatures are not beneficial when it comes to your car's fuel mileage.
People are idling their car too long. You're trying to get it warm, but you're getting 0 miles per gallon while that's happening.
Consumer Reports' Mike Quincy mentions another reason why you're getting less fuel efficiency.
Your engine and transmission friction increases in cold weather.
Also, cold air is much denser than warm air, which causes drag on a vehicle, bringing less fuel efficiency.
It's not unusual to see a drop of 12% when the temperatures go down.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Tech companies unveiled more products at CES today, formerly known as the Consumer Electronics Show. From a bartending robot making boba tea to a digital device from L'Oreal to quickly paint on eyebrow makeup. BMW also created a car that can change colors. The event attracted tens of thousands of people this year. It wrapped up today in Las Vegas. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just after 7 o'clock here in Madison, Wisconsin, and around the state of Wisconsin, let's kick the hour off with a double dip of Marsden. Tune it out. Tune it in on Max Inc. Radio.
Stop!
My favorite albums from 2022, that is Marston from his new one, Tune It Out. That was End on End, the title track, and Tune It Out before that. Kicking off the 7 o'clock hour, some Marston here on Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr with you on this Saturday night.
Hello, everybody.
Here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Greetings to everybody listening. Along the long list of network stations.
Exactly, across the whole state.
It's pretty cool to have you
it
along.
It is great.
And we want to know what you're listening to. What local bands do you like?
Oh, that's a good question.
What should we be aware of? What should we bring to the masses for you? You can connect with us on Facebook. We're on Instagram, I think.
Mm-hmm. And, indeed.
You can also send us an email, Max.
We do have Twitter as well.
Oh, Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. Is Elon... Is he a follower of Max Inc. Radio Rocker?
I'm sure he is.
If he's not, give him a call, man. He needs to hear about this, you know?
Yeah.
Rocker, what's going on in the living room here at Double Radio?
Jimmy, we're setting up a full band tonight. I don't even know how it happened. But it is, and we're gonna have a full band tonight. Charlie Boy is gonna be playing full drum set. amps we're going for it, Jim.
Wow.
We're going to blow the roof off this radio station.
That's right.
Yeah.
The windows are going to blow out into University Ew. Avenue.
Hey, if we can make it sound good for the people, that's all we got to do. And Derek gave us his guarantee. That's his job.
Derek is amazing, no matter what he does.
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to be behind the sound tonight, though. And when we are done chit-chatting here, I'm going to try to do a little Facebook Live just to give everybody
a taste.
I think people forget how much work goes into some of this.
The lounge looks like the front cover of Uma Guma.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Charlie Borey, live in the Devil's Lair at 9 o'clock tonight, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Work is going to pay us a visit, Rocker, at 8:30, and Robot Witch later this hour. Looking forward to having a chat with them. They're out of Milwaukee.
Yeah, curious about them.
Their band, I love their music. It's nice. It's kind of grungy, kind of heavy.
Ooh, yeah.
I think you'll like it.
Okay, good.
I hope you do.
Yeah.
Terry, you have some bar notes for us.
Well, and that's funny. I was going to ask if you want the good news or the bad news, but I'm going to start with the good news since you mentioned grunge, and it feels like this kind of, you know, goes together. Have you heard there is a new owner of the former Smart Studios building in Green Bay?
In Green Bay,
my goodness. In Madison.
Oh, in Madison.
I'm Green Bay in my mind ever since we talked to Amelia earlier and her fabulous music stuck in my head.
I've heard something about this. Yeah.
Okay. So the woman's name is Nika Allen. My husband and I were super curious.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a hotel or
something, right?
An Airbnb.
We've been super curious because, you know, Brian, as a photojournalist for a TV station, he gets all over the place. And on purpose, he will drive by Smart Studios on East Washington Avenue in Madison. And he'll, you know, check it out. What can I see? Well, most of the windows are kind of boarded over except for the second floor.
Right.
Turns out Nika is now living on the second floor. She's turned it back into an apartment, and she's trying to preserve as much of the rest of like the first floor in the basement as she can. And then she would love to make what once was basically home base for the band Garbage, band Smashing Pumpkins, and Nirvana recorded some classics there.
Killdozer.
Oh, yeah. How dare we forget them? Killdozer.
Gomers.
Oh, my goodness. So she has spent the last year doing restoration work. It's brighter, a little more cheerful. If you've never been there, it was a little dark, but I kind of like that mood of it. And yes, it is going to be an Airbnb. You're going to be able to sleep in bedrooms on the first floor where those original recording studios once were.
Oh, wow. Isn't there like a rooftop garden too?
There is, but I think she has kept that as part of her apartment, unless she's going to expand this if she gets a lot of people, you know, being interested.
Well, my brand, Bradley Fish's Electrified Band we play, that was recorded at Smart Studios,
awesome.
And somebody's now going to be like sleeping in that room.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
And
I did something with Megan Rose, and obviously we all know Megan Rose so many different Madison bands, and she's now out in New York City. I did a little work with her, but the deal was if I come over and do some work with you, then you got to give me the big tour. And if you went in the basement, autographs and different things still all over the walls.
You know, I'll tell you a little story about that basement.
We love stories.
Back in 1996, I don't know if people remember, but it rained incredibly hard.
Oh, I remember this.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And there, I mean, East Washington was completely flooded.
Oh,
it was probably like feet of water. Like it was, you know, it'd be up to your knees.
Yeah.
When you drive through it, I mean, it would come through the floor of your car. Well, you know, Smart Studios is right there, and if you know Smart, the basement at Smart Studios was filled with vintage equipment, electronic equipment, musical instruments, master tapes of guess what kind of bands, right? And I remember going there, and Paulie Ryan at the time was kind of running. He was the manager of Smart Studios.
Yeah.
And we got in there, and he opened the basement door, and at the very top of the stairs was water.
Oh.
Like, the only way you were going in that basement was swimming.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, scuba gear. And so, some of the last crack tapes were lost.
Oh.
There was many. That was really a tragic day in music history that probably many people don't realize that some of those master tapes that Butch had down in the basement got lost, and some of the vintage equipment that they had. I mean, You know, that you is can never incredible. Get that back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how much DNA is on the walls and the floors in those bedrooms, in the rock star bedrooms, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's going to be interesting.
The melancholy, you know, and the infinite sadness.
Oh, gosh.
Bring one of those black lights to highlight everything, you know?
She again said she has been cleaning and remodeling and making it happier, so just beware. And nice. I guess it is going to open up pretty soon. She is also looking at having some performances there. That's kind of cool.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot since we're talking about the music history of that place.
Let's do a live broadcast from the Airbnb at Smart Studios.
Oh. Yeah, there's got to be some ghosts there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Goodness. Ghost and DNA. That's what we're there for.
Well, I have one other thing. I know we kind of, that was a great discussion about the old Smart Studios. Thanks, you guys. Many people probably already know this. This happened in the last couple of weeks. The Palace Theater in Wisconsin Dells is now permanently closed.
Oh, yeah. I saw the Echoes of Pompeii show was canceled.
Oh, yeah. Everything done, closed. They've been operating, obviously, very carefully the last couple of years, but we're open the last 8 years, hosted tons of live music and shows and tribute shows, and I got to introduce Starship there and meet Mickey Thomas.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, he's a cute old man. And the show was amazing.
What's that top 40 song they had back in the 80s?
Oh, there were many.
We built this.
We built
there
this.
There you go. City, yeah, and he could still nail that song.
I was not a fan.
Here's what the folks who were operating it say. They put out well wishes for any future owners or operators.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to put it. But because all of the shows are canceled.
And a good luck note.
Yeah, exactly. If you did buy tickets, there is an email. If you're wondering about the situation with your tickets and you want your money back, obviously, you are supposed to email info@dellspalace.com. Again, it's info@dellspalace.com. We never like to bring you this kind of news because we want everybody that has anything to do with music to do well.
Yes.
But we also know if you are a music supporter and you put some money into going to see some shows and now you don't get to see your show and need your money back so you can support some other shows, that's the way you'll do it. info@dellspalace.com.
Plus, someone might be listening that, God, I really want to buy a music venue today up in Baraboo. There's your opportunity right there.
It's gorgeous. Like
maybe Charlie Boy. They could have their own theater.
Yeah. There you go, Derek.
We just kind of got a look on that one, but she had a smile.
They're like, are you crazy?
Is it Derek from Baraboo?
Derek is from Baraboo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See how that looks out. And we're soon to have a station in Baraboo.
All right. Yes. Negotiations are ongoing. Yes. We'll get back to this later when Charlie Boy is on.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make that announcement when Derek and the band buys the Palace Theater.
There you go. All right.
Now Derek's laughing too.
On Max Inc. Radio. Hey, Robot Witch is going to join us here in about 10 minutes or so. Looking forward to that. You know, Marston and Rain Sturd played a show Wednesday night at the High Noon Saloon. And
any updates on it?
Life happened. I was not able to. I feel like a loser.
I know, me too. I really wanted to see that.
I really wanted to see Rain.
Yes.
At least I can play your music.
Yes, you can.
I'm not them. It's Rain Sturd on Max Inc. Radio.
Which way the wind blows from here? Time and again, you pushed me to the ledge, but I've held on in hope. And now I wonder why I've stayed so strong seeing it now. Well, I don't know, no, no. But testing me if I stick around is like asking grace. With what I know now, oh yeah, would I do it again if I could just hit rewind? Oh, go ahead and ask again this time. I'll tell you what you seem to miss. All this while I was thinking of the
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sometimes at night I take a walk, I get in a fight because I talk, but it's just me lashing out. Nothing else, the others there, they never really tend to care. I'm just another one in doubt. Is it wrong to feel surrounded when there's no one else in town? Guess I just look kinda crazy the way you would portray me if you were still around. As you know, it gets lonely. Another way to burn and no one notices the heat. Is it weird to feel empowered at someone else's feet? I may never feel as human, shouting down my demons like I do your memory. Ooh.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. The Cancellations there and Control Me from 2022. That's Ellie Mabee, Joe on guitar. I forget the keyboardist name, and I'm kicking myself in the butt. I can't remember her name. She's from Los Angeles, though. Dano on drums. And Marston on guitar as well in that band, too. Based in Nashville, but they have the Wisconsin connection, of course. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. 6 to midnight every Saturday night here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery. They have live music. You get the full menu, see what's on tap and what's coming up for live music at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by the spaceship.tv. Check the listings, buy tickets, see a show. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Listen to live internet streaming of all your favorite bands, plus the replay of our New Year's Eve show right now at the spaceship.tv. The spaceship.tv.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden stopped by a migrant aid center before wrapping up his first trip as president to the southern border.
I know you have people every day, but I'm trying to get a sense of the flow.
Activists and church leaders there provide hundreds of asylum seekers a day with food and basic needs. But the number of border crossings is up, and Republicans have been pushing the president to get tougher on border security. Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw.
I will work with Democrats on securing the border. Make no mistake. And there are some Democrats who want to secure the border. But we will not be tricked into thinking either that certain policies that make it seem more streamlined, that make it seem less chaotic, equals securing the border.
That's Crenshaw on CNN this morning. President Biden spent nearly 4 hours in El Paso today. He is headed to Mexico City now to meet with other North American leaders for a summit where immigration will likely be a big topic over the next few days. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
7:32 on our Saturday night. Original local music from Wisconsin is Max Inc. Radio. Robot Witch, they're out of Milwaukee. We're going to have a chat with Robert in just a couple of minutes. Excuse me, we're going to have a chat with Matt from Robot Witch in just a couple of minutes. First, their song, Hello Again. Robot Witch on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Baby,
Inc. Radio. We are local music. That is Robot Witch there. And hello again from their self-titled EP that is brand new. I want to remind you that if you missed any part of the show, or if you want to check out some archived interviews and live in the Devil's Lair, it's all laid out for you, nice and tidy, at civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. Radio page icon. And then there you go. And while you're there at Civic Media US too, be sure to grab the app for your mobile device and Rocker. Check out the other shows here on the network because there's some awesome ones. One of my favorite ones these days is Kristen Bryan.
Oh, she's so great, isn't she?
Her show is awesome, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. And you know what I really enjoy about her show, too? She digs into, I know we don't talk about politics here, but she does. But then she also, you know, does entertainment and different things just happening, things that people are talking about.
She makes you laugh. That's what I like about
and
her
that
show.
That is a good thing,
What's
it?
The title of her show?
On
As Goes Wisconsin.
As Goes Wisconsin.
Yep.
Hey, you know, I kind of like Matt Flynn.
Oh, he likes to make trouble, too.
Yeah, he shows a lot of fun.
He does not
He reminds me of my great-grandfather.
Wow.
But I too like his show, too. He's fun, man. Rocker, tell us about our next guest here, man.
Jimmy Robot Witch is a blend of punk, psychedelic, and electronic music out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and have just released a new self-titled EP in December. On the phone with us tonight is vocalist, synthesizers, and songwriter Matt Lubis. Matt, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, happy Saturday night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you too.
Matt, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Robot Witch, briefly tell us a little bit about your band.
Yeah, so we formed about 3 years ago, and I was, you know, doing, like, I don't know, some side gigs. I was playing in another band at the time, and I teamed up with Ryan Koski, who plays guitar, and I just had him, like, playing maybe just one song, and then eventually he started co-writing songs with me, and here we are 3 years later, and teamed up with another guitar player, bass player, and drummer, and, you know, COVID kind of got in the way, so they kind of stalled recording, but
yeah.
We all were very motivated and got this EP kind of knocked out in about 3 months.
Nice.
That is motivated.
That's work.
Oh, man. Hey, I want to ask you, Robot, which is the EP you're talking about, the release show did already happen not that long ago, mm-hmm. though, in December. And you played with Work and a couple of those guys. Some of the Work folks are coming on in about an hour. But tell us, how was the show? How did that feel for all of you?
Oh, it was great. Like, we've been trying to get into the Cooperage for a while. We were actually supposed to play there 2 years ago, and it's like literally right when COVID happened. So we were scheduled to play the Mama Tried after party.
Of course.
And then everybody kind of got told to go home, right? I got told that at work to go home, and all the shows got canceled, and we're like, come on, you know, like, we've been trying to get in here forever. And I kept bugging Jason, the GM from the Cooperage, and he got us in there eventually and had the EP release, and had emailed Work and Drop Bear Collective, and yeah, we had a real nice turnout for a Thursday night in December.
Nice. Good.
And yeah, it was good. It was a good house.
Persistence pays off.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Just keep going at it.
It does. That's how it is, you know, just keep going. Mm-hmm. You just never know what type of opportunities are going to come around the corner. Keep shooting your shot, and things just eventually happen.
Matt, tell us about the new EP. We were kind of talking off air a little bit about how much I find the music very unique, and I like unique music because you don't want to fall into that cookie cutter stuff, you know? But I just find the feeling kind of raw, but it sounds good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we just have like so many different influences all over the place, and I look at bands like Smashing Pumpkins or The Cure, where it's not the same song over and over again. There's happy songs, there's sad songs, there's electronic influences and all this stuff. And, you know, our rule is kind of like we don't have any rules, and we're not on a label. We're not trying to be put in a box. I don't want to do 10 songs that all sound the same. I just hate that. So if I hate that, why would my band be like that?
Right.
Well, I appreciate it. And then your catchphrase, or at least what's on your socials, electro psych punk rock.
Yeah, I said this covers something for everybody.
Exactly.
Explain.
It's kind of like the really quick elevator pitch of kind of what I just told you. You know, like, we don't really have any rules, and you can even throw in a little ska in there, too. We just, you know, we have all these different influences, and we have three different songwriters in the band, so, you know, why be constrained? Why only play, like, straight-up guitar rock or only electronic prog music? We kind of want to do it all, and then, of course, the punk, and, yeah.
So good. Now, the artwork. The artwork is really, I think it's trippy. It's, I don't know, you call artwork arty, but it is. But it's really cool. Tell us about that and kind of what inspired that and who did it for you.
First off, my girlfriend, who is a longtime artist, she's the one that drew it.
Nice.
Drew the initial sketch. And then I imported it into Illustrator, added some color, and then that was the first logo. And, you know, it was definitely like in its infancy, and then when this new EP came out, we got different band members, kind of a little bit of a different style going on, and we just kind of did an update on the artwork, well, she did, and she just got really creative again and then just kind of went off on it, and yeah, it's really beautiful.
It is.
We've been getting a lot of good comments and everything on it, so...
Yeah.
Can't thank her enough.
One other thing you wanted to make sure you brought up was the video that you all are working on, or you're about to debut it, right?
Yeah, we filmed it at the Cooperage with Milwaukee's own Cam Jackson. He worked with us on another video we did at Summerfest. And so it looks pretty slick. Like, he did a really good job. And we were going to do a live video, and the audio just didn't really come out right, so we took the audio from the record, threw it on there. I do some editing too, so I started touching it up, and yeah, we should have that out in probably like a few weeks.
Oh, good.
And at our Cactus Club show here coming up next week, he's going to film us again, and we're going to do a video for Hello again. Like,
nice.
For us to churn out like a high quality video in less than a month, I'm like, Cam, let's do it again.
That is awesome, because yeah. I love the Cactus Club. That's one of my favorite clubs in Milwaukee. Of course, that's down in Bayview. Also, you're playing Friday, January 20th at 5 p.m. for Art, Music, and More. It's a Winter Gallery Night, 2023 Select Studios in Milwaukee. Where are you guys playing on January 20th?
Yeah, I don't know the exact new address, but our producer, Paul Knievers...
Oh, yeah.
Out of Knievers Studios, yeah. So we recorded there in our practice spaces there, and that's in Walker's Point. And it's just like down the street from there on National Avenue is where he's opening up his brand new studio. And, yeah, he invited us out to gallery night, and we, you know, couldn't have said yes any quicker.
All the street names you just mentioned were like the Maximum Ink paper route.
Yeah.
Back in the days in Milwaukee.
Well, Paul Knievers used to deliver Maximum Ink, so we used to stop
sense.
There every month and talk to Paul. He's one of my favorite people out in Milwaukee. Where can we keep up with Robot Witch online?
We got a general website now, so you can try to Google that. It's like a Linktree website thing. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube. Just Google Robot Witch Milwaukee. You know, you'll find us.
You got that free download on your Bandcamp page for your EP, which
which
nice.
Is
downloads
super
cool.
Like crazy.
I highly encourage that.
Hey, thanks for remembering that. Good.
Hey, man, Matt, thank you so much for coming on the
thanks,
show tonight.
Thanks, Matt.
Love the Robot Witch.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much.
Good luck. We'll be watching for those videos. We'll share those on our page as well.
Oh, thank you. And we're going to try to fast track another EP maybe within the next 4 months. And it's kind of more stuff that I wrote. Ryan kind of wrote this last EP, the guitarist. So just be on the lookout for that as well.
All right. Well, then you have homework, because when you have a song ready for the people to hear, come on into Madison or send us an email.
Oh,
Max
yeah,
Inc.
please
Radio.
Do.
Yeah, and, I know your contact now, so for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, send us your new music. We'll give it to the people for sure, man.
And thank you so much for reaching out, and have fun with work. Those guys are a blast.
Yeah, we will.
Excellent.
We will.
Matt from Robot Witch, thank you.
Thank you,
Matt. Let's hear their one more song from Robot Witch. This is called Bad Dream on Max Inc. Radio.
And this will be the video coming out, too.
Oh, this is the video.
Oh, good.
Let's check it out. Robot Witch on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shaking hands both feel useless.
Backseat Radio, we are local music. That's Radio for Pets. Love that song. They're going to be playing in Appleton at Misfits Tavern.
Wait, what's the name of the song?
Radio for Pets. Oh, the name of the song?
Oh, no. Radio for Pets. You should play that when you're pet sitting.
Nothing about nothing. That's what it is. Thank you, Terry. Anyway, then, see all their shows coming up on their Facebook page. Work is coming in next hour. Charlie Boy is setting up for Live in the Devil's Lair. Of course, Rocker has Max Inc. Heavy right now. Something to do on Max Inc. Radio.
Once and once, the only one you'll ever need. You never underestimate the other person's degree. Capitalism, what is it to you and me? It's a feeling we've been ripped off when you cannot even see. We got us ripping off the floor, slip the floor. Got us fighting over pennies, got us screaming more and more. They got us picking fights and we can't ever win. Will they sit around, get richer with an evil fucking grin? They're laughing at us losers fighting fights and we can't win.
Money.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.